His mother was sleeping, but woke when Ada Cosington ushered him in. The other ladies sat about the main room, but they had not been idle while Tim was away. The pantry had been mysteriously stocked. Every shelf groaned with bottles and sacks, and although Nell was a fine country housekeeper, Tim had never seen the place looking so snick. Even the overhead beams had been scrubbed clean of wood smoke. Every trace of Byrne Kells had been removed. The awful trunk had been banished to beneath the back porch stoop to keep company with the spiders, field mice, and more toads. Tim? And when he put his hands in Nell's, which were reaching out, she sighed with relief. All right? Aye, Mama, passing fine. This was a lie, and they both knew it. We knew he was dead, didn't we? But it's no comfort. It's as if he's been killed all over again. Tears began to spill from her sightless eyes. Tim cried himself, but managed to do it silently. Hearing him sob would do her no good. They'll bring him to the little burying parlor Stokes keeps out behind his smithy. Most of these kind ladies will go to him there to do the fitting things, but will you go to him first, Timmy? Will you take him your love and all of mine? For I can't. The man I was fool enough to marry has lamed me so badly I can hardly walk, and of course I can't see anything. What a kamai I turned out to be, and what a price we've paid. Hush, I love you, Mama. Of course I'll go.